This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things we like to do around here is to give you tomorrow's news today. Keeps us on our toes, gives all y'all a sense of what's going to happen and why. Kind of a win-win, right? That paradigm today gets us to retail sales data that the Commerce Department is going to give us tomorrow morning. How much shopping we all did in July. And even every now and then, listeners will know that Americans buying stuff is a big, big economic deal. And the reason we can do a little tomorrow's news today is that Walmart and Home Depot reported results this morning for the 3 months ended in June. Both of them said sales rose in the second quarter, and that, in fact, sales for both of them were up 6.5% compared to a year earlier. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on the Reading the Economic Tea Leaves desk today.
Walmart says it's been selling a lot of goods that people need. Last quarter, that included a lot of back-to-school gear, but also food, paper plates, laundry detergent, basic necessities, says Steph Wissink, senior research analyst at Jefferies. Then there are the things that people want.
Things like apparel, electronics, sporting goods, those areas have underperformed.
Wissink says that's a sign that Walmart's customers are responding to inflation. And when it comes to necessities, people have been trading down. Take protein, for instance.
People moving from deli meats into packaged meats, into things like beans, canned beans, and peanut butter.
While customers at Walmart have been responding to higher prices, customers at Home Depot have been responding to higher interest rates. Rising mortgage rates have caused a lot of potential home buyers to think about improving their existing homes instead. Christina Boney is an analyst at Moody's.
Those that are already in their homes, you know, and have a very attractive interest rate, you know, are not very inclined to leave, you know, to the extent you stay. That can make you a home renovation customer.
And as home prices have risen, homeowners have built up more equity, which they can leverage to make those renovations.
You know, to the extent that people feel comfortable about the equity within their homes, it makes them more inclined to invest.
Overall, that's a sign that consumers are still doing pretty well, at least when we're talking about middle to upper income consumers, says Brian Yarbrough, consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
That consumer continues to spend and they're not seeing any shift in spend. They're not seeing any type of trade down. They still feel very good about the current consumer environment.
Meanwhile, Walmart sales figures are a sign that lower income consumers are not feeling so good.
You know, consumers on the low income have to focus on putting gas in their car and putting food on the table for their families. And they're going to have to cut back other places.
Yarbrough says most consumers still have enough cash to afford necessities. But if inflation stays high this year, that could change. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.